It is now time for our featured presentation. It is called Mic Check. And ladies and gentlemen, I came across this story. Jamaican History Matter. Black History Matters. The Hidden and Dark Secrets of Sabina Park, Anthony Turner. Please do the guest and introduce our guest, Anthony. Do the honors.
Yes, Raskin. Well, our special guest on Mic Check this morning, his name is Calvin G. Brown. He's a journalist, he's a broadcaster, and a newspaper columnist for the major dailies in Jamaica. He's a communications and marketing consultant who has worked in the area of public relations and international marketing within the Montego Bay Freeport Zone and in other areas of the private sector, being a former executive director of the Montego Bay Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Mm-hmm. On the volunteering and community level, Mr. Brown is a senior justice of the peace for the parish of Hanover. He has numerous affiliations, including being immediate past president of the Hanover Lay Magistrate Association. He was a founding president of the Jamaica Association of Journalists and member of the Press Association of Jamaica. He is founding director of the Greater Montego Bay Redevelopment Company. Mm-hmm. And Calvin is also an accomplished photographer and farmer who was selected Boss of the Year for the parish of St. James and was in that same year the Jamaica Professional Secretaries Association All-Island Boss of the Year. And until recently, he managed the Western Regional Office of the Office of the Prime Minister, where he was the Regional Director. So we welcome Mr. Calvin G. Brown to Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Morning, Groovin' Radio. How are you?
We're good, sir. How is Jamaica this morning, Calvin?
Well, right now, where I am in Jamaica, it's sunny.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Very sunny, and we're looking at what the tropical storm may have for us if it decides not to curve when it reaches Hispaniola. If not, we're in for a pretty rough ride.
Wow. Well, we hope it stays a little bit south and leave Jamaica alone and turn up towards the United States, go out into the ocean there and turn and come this way, because we cannot afford anything else to happen to our little island there. We know we need the water, you know, but we don't need that much water, Calvin, all right? And I want...
No, we have been getting water, you know, we have been getting rain. So, as a matter of fact, we've been getting too much rain, particularly in the west.
And you know, when we get all that much rain, we don't have the catchment to really use that water in the right content. Well, as I welcome you this morning, Mr. Brown, History Matters. Jamaican History Matter. We're at a time when Jamaica is marking 60 years of nationhood. The world is watching as the longest serving monarch has descended and has joined the ancestors. We want to connect some dots here this morning. Black History Matter. The secrets of Sabina Park. How many more secrets like this are out there before we even get into the whole Sabina Park thing? How many more dark secrets are unveiling, Mr. Brown?
Well, let me tell you. You have to... Let me turn these things down. What has happened is that there are a number of persons like us who are history buffs and have decided to look into the archives and find out what exactly is it that the plantocracy, the slave masters, didn't want us to know. And you see, it is interesting, because if we knew what we knew then, they would not be where they are today.
True.
So they have decided to rewrite history, you know, when you look at, it is always the victors who write history and not the vanquished.
Right.
And the victors write the history to suit themselves, mm-hmm. not to suit the vanquished.
Right.
So you'll find out that those of us who are on the other side are on the receiving end of history. They say all kinds of things about it.
True.
And the capitalist industry has been built on the backs of enslaved Africans,
mm-hmm.
who they took out of Africa. And it is very interesting to note that the first ship that went into the West Coast to take out black people,
mm-hmm.
was named Jesus of Lubeck.
Mm.
Or the good ship Jesus.
Mm.
And they tricked our ancestors to go on board.
Mm.
And once they went on board, they couldn't come back off.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
That ship,
mm-hmm.
some say it was given, some say it was rented, some say it was leased. However, it was a partnership between the crown, Queen Elizabeth I,
mm-hmm.
and the pirate John Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And they took some 300 black people from the west coast of Africa to sell them in the Caribbean and the United States.
The Americas, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny you said that about the first ship, because now we're going to go where we want to go with this story this morning. I remember meeting the late, great Dr. Ignatius, and he wrote a book then, way back when, and it was a question that he was asking. Is the creator male or female? Is the creator male or female, Anthony? Which now leads me to this question. The secrets of Sabina Park. Who knew Sabina Park was a woman? Who is Sabina Park, Mr. Calvin Brown? Who is Sabina Park?
Sabina. Quite interesting. Sabina was a slave. Attached to the slave owner, Gordon. Gordon is the great-grandfather of one of our national heroes.
Mm. Mm.
And and she decided that, listening, I can't take this slave thing anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She got pregnant. She had a child. And she said, you know what, I'm going to pick me up, come up in this thing, yeah? And she killed the child. They arrested her and charged her with infanticide. She was taken to the halfway tree courthouse,
mm-hmm.
whereupon she was tried. As a matter of fact, at the time, she was living at Goat Island, I think it was.
Yes, yeah. She was on Goat Island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, listening, no, me not take it, I get no more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of 17 slaves on Goat Island, a property that was owned by, I think it was Joseph Gordon, a Scottish planter.
Yes.
Who had been given huge acreages of land in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
But after the restoration of the monarchy in England by King Charles,
mm-hmm.
And King Charles was the grandson of King James of the Bible fame.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, Gordon, I think he owned some 17 properties across the island. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the Crown witness, Sabina's complaint was that she had worked hard enough for Macamasa and she would not be pleased to raise a child.
In slavery.
To go work for white people again.
Mm-hmm.
She was cognizant of the fact that the fewer hands there were to work on the plantation, the sooner the system of slavery would collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And she took a cue from the many enslaved workers, the many enslaved Africans who had committed suicide,
mm-hmm.
denying the planter, the slave owner, the benefit of additional slave hands to work the plantation. So she said, you know, not kill my picnic, you know, as a sacrifice to the end of slavery.
Right. Wow.
And that's what she did. Now there are those who will say, boy, she kill her picnic and this, that and the other, you know. And then you go back to the Bible, the New Testament, and say, boy, the God killed, they enabled the death of Jesus.
Right.
In order for him to be a savior. That's what the New Testament is saying.
Program note, ladies and gentlemen. 1 second. Program note, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the voice of Mr. Calvin George Brown. He is a publisher, a journalist, a public relations consultant. He's an editor and a lot more, ladies and gentlemen. The subject matter this morning, who knew Sabina Park was a woman? The hidden secret behind all of this. And interestingly, you said something about one of our national heroes' grandfather, our father, Joseph Gordon. So we talk about the hidden secrets in Jamaica. The Governor General lives at where? King's House. We have Gordon House. We have all these secrets house that are connected to the enslaved people that were slaves in Jamaica, including this woman, Sabina Park, a place that we know for playing cricket. But how did this
English sport, nevertheless?
An English sport, nevertheless. A white sport, nevertheless. So how did this venue, because Sabina Park is very whole.
Let me say something, Clem, to kind of contribute to what you're saying, is that Sabina Park is the home for Kingston Cricket Club,
mm-hmm.
which it was, you talk about the age, this is from 1890,
mm-hmm.
they acquired mm-hmm. that particular park.
Mm-hmm.
So who would have been so insightful as to say, we're going to name this park after a slave who murdered her daughter?
Her son,
yeah.
Sacrificed her son.
Yeah. So, and wouldn't this be something that the cricket club would want to showcase in their history that we have never, ever heard about it? I actually had to read it from a Trinidadian newspaper that saw your publication,
mm-hmm.
your story that was published.
And that's how this came to light to us, because of a story that you published, Mr. Calvin Brown. But why are these things... why are these things hidden from us? And as we glorify George William Gordon as one of our national heroes, which I have spoken about on radio, that George William Gordon wasn't really down with Paul Bogle. So people should know all of this. Why are these things so hidden? Why we're not taught these things in school, Mr. Brown? Why so?
Because, once again, history is not written by the vanquished. History is written by the victors. History is written by those who control the means of publication. Mm. You know why Sabina Park is Sabina Park?
Yeah, why?
Because she was buried there.
Oh.
And because of the rule, a lot of people began to respect her
mm-hmm.
for what she did.
Right.
Because, you know, the slaves in their own way fought against slavery.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only way that they were able to attack the edifice of the cruel system of slavery. The only way they could answer in that struggle. And a lot of them took their own lives. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of them are Sam Sharps.
Mm-hmm.
No, the sociologist and historian H. Yolanda Patterson, in his book Sociology of Slavery,
mm-hmm.
that is where I first found the reference to Sabina.
Mm-hmm. And this book came out in 1969, I think.
Don't hold me to it. Don't hold me to it.
Mm-hmm.
But H. Orlando Patterson, one of her leading sociologists,
mm-hmm.
he found that out too.
Right.
But because of the respect that the other slaves had for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She quietly took on Porky proportion,
mm-hmm.
because that in that area where the present day Sabina Park
mm-hmm.
is, that is where she was buried.
Right. And not to confuse our listeners, Mr. Brown, not to confuse our listeners, that where Sabina Park is today was once called Ligony Plains. So
yeah, that's a part of the Ligony Plains.
Yes,
it was called Sabina Park Pen.
Sabina Park Pen.
It was a pen.
Mm. So why they dropped the pen?
Why they dropped the pen? Is it because the pen had some?
No, what happened, you see,
mm-hmm.
is that where you had large acreages,
mm-hmm.
they usually call it Cotton's Pen,
mm.
or Sabina Pen, or, you know, that pen. That's what they used to call it. But over the years, you know, things changed. And it became known as just Sabina Park.
Mm-hmm.
And because that was where she was buried. No, a lot of people did not know that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, even the people who had bought that area
mm.
to convert it into a cricket grounds.
Right.
They didn't know that. Because, what? You see, they did not, you know, you're pushing me to, you're pushing me to go into another area. I did not necessarily want to go.
We have to go to here. We have to go to here, Calvin, because
one of the things I want to know, Calvin.
Hold on, Anthony. We want to carry Calvin where he doesn't want to go. We have to go to here, Mr. Brown, because at the end of the day, this is like a classroom, and if I didn't stumble across this article, Anthony himself stumbled across it probably a couple of days after he sent it to me. And I said, I've seen this. And this is very interesting, because who knew this? Who knew that the place where cricket lovers go in Jamaica and throughout the Caribbean and the rest of the world to play and watch cricket, Sabina Park, was really a person? And her contribution to us, the sacrifice that she made, by killing her son, rebelling against slavery, because she did not want her son to become a slave and work for white people. It's very important, Mr. Brown, we go there. Very, very important. Hmm? So continue.
Okay. All right. I don't know if your parents were Baptist.
Yes, they were.
A lot of us parents are Baptist. Now, 1876, when was the American War of Liberation, you had a number of black people who fought on the side of the British. And after the in the American War of Liberation, quote unquote. And after that War of Liberation, a number of black persons, black people, they decided not to stay in the U.S. Because they supported the British. And if they supported the British, clearly, they're going to hang you sure as this. So they went back to England. They left England. And having left England, they came to Jamaica. There was George Lyle, Moses Baker, Thomas Swiggle, George Gibbs et al. Black people. They came to Jamaica and created what is today baptism. They laid the foundation for baptism in Jamaica. They built Baptist churches all over Jamaica. Including Falmouth, including the one in that is named for Filippo, and the one that is named for William Nebu, and the one that down in Westmoreland, where William Nebu went to learn. William Nebu did not come to Jamaica as a person. He came to Jamaica as a teacher to take over from his brother.
So we have William nearby school and all them things. You know, Calvin, hold your thoughts 1 second. When we come back, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we want to pick up here because we want to make that connection, you know, Anthony, between traditional schools and slavery. And when I ask the question, why weren't we taught certain things in school? What did I say last week? What did I say the week before? They don't want a country of critical thinking people. Gonna take a musical break and a commercial break. And when we come back in 5 minutes, get your pens and paper ready again, you know. And for the caller who said, nice history lesson, here's more from Taurus.
Give us the teaching of
Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey.
Indeed.
Kebranikas means glory of kings. Give I and I Selassie I and keep the images of lies
for yourself.
For yourself. Keep without a vision, perish like suicide.
We won't make you perish.
You tell me it's not about color, still you refuse to take the picture off the wall. All you do is trick the brothers and keep them confused. They don't know who to call on in this spiritual war.
Singing, Tyrus Riley representing the Grooving Radio, you know? All girls who are tight and all man go on, bless up. I'm a grooving, listening to Grooving Radio. Come on, man.
Indeed. Thank you, Taurus. We're back with a few more words from Taurus Riley.
Give us the teaching of Marcus Garvey. Kebranikas means
it is mic check.
Glory of kings. Give I and I Selassie I and keep the images of lies.
Who knew Sabina Park was a woman?
Keep without a vision, perish like suicide.
Well, now you know.
You tell me It's not about color. Still you refuse to take the picture off the wall. All you do is trick the brothers and keep them confused. They don't know who to call on in this spiritual war.
You can call on
Groovin'
Radio.
Of a paradise in the sky.
That's a lie.
But that's a lie.
It is.
And now tell me, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. When love created I. Many prophets tried
open our eyes.
To open our eyes. You can't fool me.
You know, as I return, ladies and gentlemen, for the final 25 minutes of our Groovin' Radio's presentation, I had to come back with that Taurus Riley, Love Created I. Our very special guest this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is a Bronxite sinner. He attended Fordham University. He once lived right here in the New York tri-state area. He's a publisher. He's a journalist. He is a public relations consultant, an editor, and a lot more. Calvin George Brown, JP, is our special guest. Anthony Turner is also a part of the conversation. History matters, folks. Our story matter. But who writes our story that we're reading today? It's not us. That's why we have to tell our own stories. The secrets of Sabina Park. The dark and hidden secrets. Welcome back, Calvin.
Thank you much.
Welcome back, Anthony. Before we took the break, Calvin, you were talking about the Baptist churches. And you were talking about places like William Niban, these churches, who these churches were named after and places and stuff like that. I want you to pick up there because I grew up in the Baptist church, you know. I grew up in the Baptist church, but I had many questions. But they used to tell us, little boy, shut up and don't ask too much. Just listen to what they must say. Hmm? Who knew, Calvin?
I tell you, the Baptist, let's put it this way, William May Baptist Church was built 41 years before William Nim got there.
Mm-hmm.
It was built by a black man called Moses Baker, who built all the churches in Western Jamaica, the Baptist churches in Western Jamaica. Well, most of them. Moses Baker, you remember that name. He came to Jamaica with George Lyle. George Lyle built the Baptist churches in Eastern Jamaica. Thomas Swigel, along with George Lyle. I think it was Thomas Swigel that built that the Baptist church in Spanish Town. That is called the Filippo Baptist Church. You see, what happened is that there was a law that was passed in 1802 that prohibited black people, black ministers, right, from operating in Jamaica. The Baptists, the Moravians, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, the earliest what we would have called nonconformist religious groups. Operated. They had to apply to the Anglican Church, and more specifically the vestry, which is a forerunner of the parish council, for a license to preach the Christian message to the slave population.
Mm.
And it was because of this arrangement, this 1802, they could no longer preach with the passage of the relevant law in 1802, and again and another in 1810 with more teeth. So these guys, the Black Baptists, to apply to England to ask them to send some white people come to Jamaica.
Wow.
And they sent a number of white men come to Jamaica, white preachers, to preach the gospel in Jamaica. Now, when they came, baptism was already had a firm footing in the country. You know that when we had the Sanchez War of 1831-32, the church that was overseen by Nib was the only Baptist church that was turned into a jail for black people, and where you had it became not a sanctuary for the slaves, but is where the soldiers were stationed. They had a torture chamber in there.
Wow. Wow.
Don't take my word for it. Go on, go.
No, man. Mm-mm. I will do. I listen. This is how we learn, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after that, after the 1831-32 Sanchez War, which William Nib went to England to say, oh, he was supporting. All he was supporting was the plantocracy.
Mm-hmm.
He was also a slave owner. He had a slave plantation, mm-hmm. a 97-acre slave plantation in Granville. It was called Grumble Pen.
Mm.
Did the pen come up again?
Mm-hmm.
It was Grand called Pen. Grumble Pen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was called Grumble Pen. And he sold it to the land bank in England to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then came here and said, boy, he donated it. He didn't donate nothing. He sold it and make the money.
Wow.
And they gave him, because of that, when he came back, they gave him land in Duncan. That was where they he built his church.
Hmm.
Up in Duncan, the first, what's his name again? I will tell you. So he's not to be trusted. And then his great granddaughter, Inez Sibley, mm-hmm. was the one who the Baptist gave the contract to write about baptism in Jamaica.
Only
so you see who write history.
Only if we knew. Only if we knew. You know, Anthony, I've always said this, you know. When you listen to us here on Grooving Radio, you're building knowledge, folks. And it's cholesterol free. You're building knowledge and it's cholesterol free. Calvin Brown, the phone lines are ringing, but interestingly, we have to do these programs, Anthony, to ensure that the youngsters don't continue going down the path that we went down. And we have to steer them in the right direction. And when we talk about the folks who are some of our national heroes, including the two cousins, Norman and Buster, and then you talk about George William Gordon and their family connection, and then we talk about the other hidden secrets like Lady Musgrave and King's House and Devon House and William Nib and, you know, all of these things. But after all these years, after the first enslaved African arrived in Jamaica and the North and the Americas over 400 years ago, Calvin Brown, why do we continue to travel on this rocky road of misinformation? Right. Why so?
Let me tell you. Because you have, okay, you remember the name Clinton Black?
Yes.
Clinton Black was the one who supposedly wrote the definitive history of Jamaica. You know that definitive history of Jamaica does not have the Sam Sharp War of 1831-32. You remember that when the war started, it did not start as a war. It started as the first sit-in, because they said the day of Boxing Day, nobody was going to work. And they wanted pay for them wages. So that is what Sam Sharp had arranged. But if they have to fight, then we fight. So, and the signal would have been the Dengong fight, that the trash house at Kensington would be lit at Tolo Castle. And that trash house was lit, sending that signal all over Western Jamaica. And before you know it, quite a number of plantations across Jamaica, starting from St. Anne, come all the way down, were burnt.
Wow.
Only one that was not burnt was Rose Hall, because Rose Hall was in receivership.
And look, who owned Rose Hall?
Nobody was. The Anne Palmer one.
Look who owned Rose Hall today. But I just have one more thing to say. We have 10 more minutes to go, and I'm going to leave it to you and Anthony. I have one more thing to say, and I keep asking the question, why do we continue to go down this path? But Calvin Brown, you indicated that it was because of Orlando Patterson, his book that was published in 1969, right? He has a riveting proposal within the Prime Minister and the Minister of Education's office right now, talking about the reconstruction of our education system. Why aren't they taking this serious enough of what Orlando Patterson wrote about what the direction our education system should be going into? Isn't it troubling now that it was only recently, Anthony, that you and I know that Sabina Park was a woman? And we thought it was a loving cricket ground. We didn't know that this was a woman who had to kill her son in protest against being enslaved and didn't want her son to grow up in slavery. She was tried and hanged. But she was a slave that was owned by one of our national heroes' family.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah, I thought the park was really talking about a cricket park, but I know one of the things that I think it's kind of important to acknowledge that the first story that was written about the Sabina Park was on yourwiredja.com. But more importantly, why is this not making any national news in Jamaica? I mean, you publish it on yourwiredja. Somebody in Trinidad saw it fit to bring it to the attention of the viewers in Trinidad, and that's where we saw the story. But why it's still not being discussed in Jamaica? I mean, Kingston Cricket Club, are they ashamed of the history? Yeah. And especially at that time now when the Queen, we're getting ready to celebrate the passing of the Queen.
Yeah, 12 days of mourning. 12 days of mourning. That's the final question. Why? Mr. Brown, why?
No, let me tell you. No matter how you slice it, the Queen is the head of state of Jamaica.
Repeat that.
And
for
because
me.
She's the Queen is the head of state of Jamaica.
Ed Cook and Buckle Washer.
Yes. And no matter how you slice it, how you cut it, the queen is head of state in Jamaica. Efforts were tried to get this corrected years, but one party say yeah, the other party say nay. There was an attempt at one time to do it. Then you hear that some people were given a letter to say if they voted in this way, they would have been kicked out of parliament because of that letter. So they were constrained as to what they ought to do. Now, you go on, look it up for yourself and find out what happened there. But the fact is, we are still under the aegis of the Queen. So as a consequence of which, were it the Governor General, who is the head of state, if that happened, we would have had to celebrate it.
So that explains why we must celebrate 12 days of mourning.
Whatever the...
Because we are under the direct rule of the British monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are.
We don't have to celebrate 12 days. It is for us, as because don't forget, we are internally governed.
Mm.
But we must determine that, okay, yes, let us give the monarch.
Mm.
Because we are part of the 14 realms that is still left.
Right. But
we are one of the 14 realms.
But Kelvin, we must. Even though we are internally governed, what did the Queen did with Andrew Holness, the Prime Minister, just a few short years ago? Didn't she put him on the Privy Council? So when we hear the Prime Minister said in March that we were moving on, listen to just 2 minutes. We were moving on, and then a month later, he put up Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith to be General Secretary of the Commonwealth. That was an indication that we weren't moving on anywhere. And he's also a part of the Privy Council. The Privy Council.
So Her Majesty's Privy Council.
Our Majesty's Privy Council. Yes, Her Majesty's Privy Council. So how are you going to go to Her Majesty and tell Her Majesty about you want reparation and you want runway now? Runway go where? Let's be frank here, you know. And this is the psychological game that they play with us. And think about the photological game that they played with us. And we don't have time for this one. And my question is, why is it so that when you look at the pictures and the drawings of people like Sam Sharp and Paul Bogle and Nanny, they draw these old people? They weren't old. Sam Sharp wasn't.
Sam Sharp was 31 years old.
When he died.
31.
When they killed him.
The picture of Paul Bogle is actually an American scientist.
The picture,
not Paul Bogle.
The picture of Paul Bogle is in question.
That is correct.
Yes, that's correct, Anthony. That's in question. Is it really Paul Bogle?
Let me put it this way.
2 minutes. Mr. Bogle.
I have commissioned a painting of Sam Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I commissioned a painting of Sam Sharp that I'm supposed to get back. I was supposed to get it back already, but I'm gonna chase it down. The definitive image of what Sam Sharp ought to be.
Right.
So we take out this foolishness that we have at Sam Sharp.
Mm. Wow. Before you go this morning, Kelvin, I want you to give out your site that all I want people to visit and read some of the stories that you have up there, like I am now doing, because I got turned on to you by the University of the West Indies. I got turned on to you by the American Foundation of the University of the West Indies. So I must say a big thank you to the foundation for even making the connection so we could have this conversation this morning. And I don't want you to be a stranger, because folks are now saying that this is an history lesson that was long, long, long overdue. And they want to hear more. Mr. Calvin Brown.
Ask him. Yeah. Before Calvin,
because we're almost
what
finished.
What I want to say is mm-hmm. that if we know definitively that the picture of Paul Bogle is not Paul Bogle, why we continue to use the picture?
Distorted history, Anthony Turner. It's history.
I can't tell you that.
Leave it for another time, yeah. Calvin. Leave it for another time. Talk about your website. Talk about your site real quick.
WiredJA.com. Mm-hmm. WiredJA.com. It's not a website.
Yeah.
It's not a fancy website. It's not sexy.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Full of information, though.
It gives information.
Full of information.
I don't care who sleep with who last night. And who did. No, we're not into that.
Real news.
And it's spelled ladies and gentlemen, WIREDJA. WIREDJA.com. I want you folks to check it out because we will be pulling more stuff from the site and we will be doing more programs with Mr. Calvin George Brown. I thank you so much, Calvin. I thank you so much for being a part of our conversation this morning. And boy, I myself, I love it. And I hope we didn't waste your time this morning. I want you to come back again, all right, sir?
No, man, call me. I will come. You know?
Yes, man.
You are one of the few radio programs that I will come on. Because, you know, been there, done that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I was part of the old JBC.
Yes, man. Good old days.
I came back to Jamaica.
Yeah, man. Calvin George Brown. Yes, man. I thank you so much again, my brother. We'll talk soon, huh?
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure
to be there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. And give me a call. I will come back on.
Yeah, man. Definitely, Calvin.
We will talk history.
Yes, man. We just tip the scale this morning, huh? And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, man. We will talk history.
One love, my brother. One love.
Guidance and protection, eh?
Indeed.
My brother Turner, guidance and protection.
Yes, sir. Good. Well, good having you, man.
Well, good. One love. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our presentation with Mr. Calvin George Brown. He is indeed a publisher, a journalist, a public relation consultant. He's an editor. As a matter of fact, he has a long relationship, Anthony, with radio here. He started out at Fordham Radio with Ken Williams and all those folks. And as you heard, he just mentioned his connection with JBC, the blighted station of Jamaica.
No relationship
to George William Garden. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it's going to be the Wake Up Radio team with Carly Moxie. At 1 is The Jam. At 6, it's Link Up. And at 8, it's going to be Soundchat Radio. Look out for the Roper Cup edition, KC and St. George's College, Sunday, September 18th at Elmont Memorial Field. You don't want to miss that one. Kingston College versus St. George's College. Groovin' Radio was executive produced by Clement Human, Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Ras. Clem, we had some technical difficulties this morning, but we were able to get our key guest on, Mr. Horace Campbell, in our community engagement segment. We got the news. We got Anthony Turner, an entertainment report, and our very special mic check guest, Mr. Calvin George Brown. Again, I will join you tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Walk good. Stay well. One love.